And we're back midstream in this edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Do you use Airbnb? Perhaps you're a host, or perhaps you use it while you travel. Well, Airbnb is a marketplace for people to list and rent vacation homes and rooms. And it's been around only since 2008. But wow, what a huge start. Not having been around a decade, in the short time, it's grown to more than a million listings in over 30,000 cities in the United States. Here in Iowa, of course, it's here as well, in cities and towns. And the cities and towns in Iowa are trying to grapple with this new entity, trying to regulate Airbnb, and they're doing it in a number of different ways. We want to talk about this half hour. You'd perhaps like to join our conversation. Do you use Airbnb? How is that experience? Perhaps you're a host. 1-866-780-9100. 1-866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. Write an email, rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org, or find Iowa Public Radio on Facebook to leave a comment or a question about Airbnb. Joining us this half hour, Art Durnev is an associate professor of finance at the University of Iowa. Professor Durnev, Art, welcome back to our program.
Thank you.
Amy Fralick is with us. She is an Airbnb host in Iowa City. Amy, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Florey joins us by phone. He's city manager for the city of Clear Lake. Scott, welcome to you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Let me start off with you, Art, because some listeners, I'm sure, will not be aware of what Airbnb is. Also, with my brief description, how it works. Give us the basics. What is this, Airbnb?
Sure. Airbnb, before it was named Air Bed and Breakfast, this is just an online system where people can lease, find, and rent vacational property. It's a very large company. It's not a publicly listed company. It's still a private company, but it's very highly valued. It's enormous in size because its valuation is around $60 billion. Just to give you a comparison, our local Iowa company, Rockwell Collins, is five times smaller. Company like Deere Company, major agricultural technology producer, is three times smaller. Marriott Group, one of the largest hotel groups, is two times smaller than Airbnb.
One way to think about it, this is the Uber for accommodations.
Right? Yes.
It's very similar. There's similar things going on. What is the appeal of it in a nutshell? Why has it had such explosive growth?
There is a great demand for this type of service because it was founded as the means to accommodate people during large business conventions. Actually, originally it was not for vacationing, for people trying to go on vacation and find rental property. It was for large business meetings. For example, you go to Las Vegas, sometimes you can find a luxury hotel room under $100. During large business conventions, there would be nothing available. So it started in big cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, where the demand for hotel accommodations was not met by the existing hotel chains. And right now, it's enormous in size. Worldwide, you mentioned 13,000 cities in the United States. Worldwide, it's 130,000 cities. Mm-hmm. It has more than 1.5 million listings. You can rent islands. You can rent castles now using Airbnb.
Everything from a room, maybe even a closet.
Oh, absolutely.
And to a castle.
And it's available in 131 countries. And this is the first American company that's officially doing business in Cuba.
Mm, interesting. We're talking about Airbnb, the rapid growth in the United States, specifically here in Iowa this half hour. Amy Fralick, you're an Airbnb host in Iowa City. You rent out what?
We have three rooms in our home.
Okay, so they're in your room where you live. You have a family or several people live in this room, in this home?
My wife, Marla, and I are Airbnb hosts where we have three rooms on the top level of our home.
Mm-hmm. So you have these three rooms. You rent them out. How long have you been doing that?
It's been a year now.
It's been a year. How's it been going?
It's been great. We love it.
Mm-hmm. How's your occupancy? Do you fill up most times?
Yes, we are super busy. So we're
What is super busy? When are these all three rooms occupied?
Well, weekends are most common,
right.
But because of our location and because of what we offer, I believe that, and because of our reviews, people come all during the week as well. We get a lot of travelers, people who are road tripping across America. Iowa City is a perfect place for people to land for the night, and so we frequently have all three rooms booked.
Mm-hmm. And so in this year, approximately 1 year of being in business with three rooms, how many guests would you say have gone, come into your home, come and gone?
If I estimated it right now, I'd have to say around 300, 350.
Okay. And when they come into your house, they use the common entrance, or is there a separate entrance?
Yeah, so our home is set up really nicely. So they come in through our front door. We have a door code that we installed so that people don't have to worry about keys. They just get our current guest code given to them, and then they come in, and I always make sure that I'm there to greet them. Mm-hmm. So I give them a quick tour of the space, make sure that they feel at home. We chat about why they're coming to town, who they are, who are we, and just share some quick stories usually, and then have everyone get set up, and then they go about their business. Some are more chatty than others. Some, we spend the evening with them. We take them to dinner. We drive them around town. Some people are more independent. Some people just want the room, and they don't want to experience that social element as much. So they'll come and stay and then leave the next morning and everything's fine. So
mm-hmm. So many people coming and going, someone not acquainted with this would certainly ask the question, do you feel safe having so many strangers come through your home, stay in your home?
Yeah, we always feel completely safe.
How does that work? Why do you feel safe? You must have had at least initially questions about that or concerns?
Our initial response was that because everything on Airbnb is review based, and so when we very first opened up our home, we thought that maybe we shouldn't accept anyone who didn't have any reviews because they're so new to Airbnb, we don't have a way to evaluate them. But actually, we decided, well, how will those people ever become Airbnb guests if someone doesn't give them a chance? And so we accept anyone regardless of that status.
And this is really interesting, Art, because you are reviewed as a guest.
Absolutely.
You don't only review the place you're staying as you would a motel, but you as a guest are reviewed.
Yeah, the system of the reviews, this is like one of the new parts of economy sharing, and it's extremely, extremely powerful. It works for Uber. I think Uber now can also review the customers. It works for many other businesses in the economy sharing.
We're talking about Airbnb today with Amy Frelick. She's an Airbnb host in Iowa City. Art Dernev is an associate professor of finance at the University of Iowa. Scott Flory, we haven't spoken with you yet, city manager for Clear Lake, one of the latest cities. There are several across the state to form a working group to take a look at how Airbnb is impacting the community. Scott, how widespread is Airbnb there in Clear Lake?
Well, it's fairly widespread currently, but I think it's going to be something that we're going to see a proliferation of these kinds of opportunities in the future. So it's something that, and I agree with Professor Dernev on some of the comments, as far as Clear Lake is concerned, many of those hold absolutely true. We've had interest by residents who have felt adversely affected by the intrusion in their eyes of these vacation rentals into their quality of life in their neighborhood, but also from the city government perspective. We see this as an opportunity, as Professor Dernev is saying. Many times here in Clear Lake, we're a vacation capital destination community. Our lodging, commercial lodging facilities here are full in the summertime, very, very routinely, even in the wintertime. The economic base of our community, of course, is tourism-driven, and we realize that the success of that is tied to people being able to have an enjoyable lodging experience, and people have choices here. So we actually see it as a situation where we're simply looking at regulations to really formalize these Airbnbs and vacation rental situations to legalize them. But we think regulations are very important to have in place.
Mm-hmm. So what are the greatest concerns that are mentioned in the conversations you have there in Clear Lake about regulations? Regulations would answer these concerns, but what are the concerns that you see at the top of the list that are in your community?
Oh, certainly. That definitely attracting more vehicles. It's a much higher intensity use, juxtaposed to if that particular home, for example, was just rented out on a longer-term situation as opposed to a short-term situation. You might just have one family in that particular home, whereas what we see is a much higher level of intensity that's customarily associated with a traditional single-family residence. Garbage, noise, those are the key elements that I think that we would be looking to regulate through our ordinance.
Mm-hmm. And what conversations or what concerns are coming specifically from the owners of hotels and motels, because it can't help but take a piece of that revenue.
You know, that's absolutely correct. We have not, our local lodging community here has not been up in arms about it, once again, because I think it's a relatively, for Clear Lake and perhaps even in Iowa, a relatively newer phenomenon. But again, I think we're going to see a proliferation of these. It's simply too easy today with the internet to get into these kind of situations. But I would expect you'll hear that cry from the lodging community who are typically paying commercial property taxes, for example, in these kinds of situations. The proprietors of a vacation rental by owner Airbnb, they're paying single family residential property taxes. So,
is that a question there? If you have an equal playing field, a level playing field, if you have one operating with residential property taxes and then one with commercial property taxes?
Oh, I think depending on who you're talking to, the answers would be different. But I think the those that are paying commercial property taxes would say that it is not a level playing field.
Mm-hmm. Join our conversation, a few minutes left, talking about Airbnb in Iowa, the explosive growth of it throughout the country. It's here in Iowa. Perhaps you've used it. We've reached out, and here are some responses from our listeners in the last few minutes. Miles tweets, "My several experiences with Airbnb have been extremely positive, cheap, flexible, and you can meet some very nice folks." Tammy emails, "I prefer Airbnb to hotels because I can live in a residential area and experience the place I've gone as a resident, not merely as a tourist. It allows you to live in a neighborhood rather than a tourist area. The hosts have been wonderful and given excellent recommendations for their cities. I'm an avid supporter and always check it for anywhere I'm traveling." Art, are there any downsides that you see here? We have these glowing responses, but are there people doing untoward things with this new system?
Those things can be easily fixed by what our previous guest just mentioned, by regulation. And they're doing a really good job, like in New York City. The city introduced an additional, like, inconvenience tax, and that brings a lot of money. It brings, like, $10 billion a year to New York City. So Airbnb, I think their commissions are around 3%. And the city, it's in the city's power to levy additional taxes, and I think it can be peacefully resolved for the benefits of every party. Mm-hmm. Also, when we talk about the benefits of Airbnb, we shouldn't forget about the positive spillovers to the entire businesses, the local restaurants, the gas stations, because it increases tourist traffic. And one more thing, which I think is really, really important, there are several studies showing that in cities where Airbnb is allowed, those struggling families close to foreclosure and losing their home, that was their last lifeline. So you cannot argue that, you know, when people can keep their house, I mean, it's good for the family. So for them, it's the last lifeline.
Well, let's go to Amy Freilich on that point, too. You and your wife have brought in some extra income with it. I don't know in general terms if you can say how profitable it is to have three rooms that you rent out with the use of Airbnb.
Yeah, it's it depends on the season and it kind of depends on the traffic, obviously. But the last 2 months, we've been able to cover our mortgage with the money that is generated from our particular rooms. And but for me, it's never about the money. I can understand how it could be for some. But for us, we just really enjoy the company and the guests who come and really enrich our lives. And then it's a give and take between all people involved. And so
Art Durniev, you've looked around and we've talked with Scott Florey, we have with us of Clear Lake, city manager there. When we're looking at communities across Iowa, are they also open, as Scott Florey seems to be, about incorporating Airbnb into the communities? or are some more restrictive than others?
Well, probably some governments would be more restrictive than others. And the city where I live, right here, Coralville, for example, I think one of the reasons why they're trying to put some restrictions on operations of Airbnb is their city budget problem. And from the previous fact, some preliminary research I've done last night, it indicates actually that city with bigger budget problems, they're actually the ones who are more likely to restrict Airbnb. And for example, in Coralville, this relatively new large hotel, Marriott, it belongs to the city government. So I think maybe they're afraid that allowing Airbnb is going to cut their revenue source.
Mm-hmm. Scott Flory, we have just a few minutes left here. As you go forward, you've established a working group to take a look at how Airbnb is impacting your community. What are your overall goals, and when do you hope to arrive there?
Well, I think the overall goal is to come up with an ordinance that would be well-balanced, that would meet the quality of life concerns of the neighborhood where these are being located, to address those quality of life issues. But also, again, to as I see them as a positive thing, I think if they're properly regulated, they can be a very positive thing for our community.
Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about winners here, very positive conversation here. Scott Flory, do you see that there are losers here? Are there people who wish that the Airbnb had never become what it has become?
I think potentially some members of the lodging community would probably have well-placed concerns regarding the levelness of the playing field in terms of some property taxes specifically.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Scott Flory, if you're in a residential area and you find out that the neighbor next door has an Airbnb, they're renting out some rooms, and it's not to your liking, can you do anything about it in Clear Lake, for instance?
That's exactly the process that we're after. Oftentimes, what people don't have in this process is a voice. Through many of our regulatory processes, we provide voices to those who are adversely impacted by various proposals and things. And this is one of those where it kind of started with a neighbor who was concerned about it, and there really is not other than call the police for one particular guest, and then to repeat that process over and over and over. This is really a part to make the homeowner more accountable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've been following this just in the last few days, a new policy by Airbnb going beyond the law requirements as far as not discriminating against on the basis of race or sex or national origin. The new Airbnb policy says no discrimination on the basis of race, color, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or marital status. Does that all fit in with what your city there in Clear Lake is thinking, Scott?
Clearly, I see those as very positive things.
Mm-hmm. Amy Fralick, have you had any problems with the neighbors saying, oh, I'm not sure I like all these people coming in and out of our street and so forth? When I understand it as a residential community, I understand it as you living there with, in this case, your wife.
I think it's all in how you handle it. So we touch base with our neighbors when we're starting this whole process, and I think most people see it as a positive. I think they trust us, and they know that we're going to do right by our community, and we're always there. We don't remote host. If we're ever leaving town, we block our rooms. We specifically reside in the home where our guests are staying, and that's actually what the Iowa regulation specifically dictates. And
mm-hmm.
So we do have one neighbor that seems a little bit put off, but I think in those conversations, as they progress and as she is reassured and she sees how smoothly it's running, that she's kind of coming around.
Mm-hmm. We have just a minute or so left. Amy, you've had so many guests coming in. Can you recount things that come to mind, guests or two that you think stand out? And you're glowing with the idea that I get to meet new people. Who have you met?
Oh, we've met such great people. A few highlights. The owner of the Exile Brewing Company in Des Moines came through on a game day down our little cul-de-sac street with this huge school bus. It was with a six-pack of beer in hand for Marla, who's a bit of a beer snob, so it was great. And we had an actor who was traveling all around America visiting presidential libraries and wanted to come to West Branch for researching a role that he was doing. And he was fabulous. And our house draws really interesting guests at the same time. So just two weekends ago, we had all three of our rooms booked up with everyone from Nashville, all couples from Nashville. And I can't tell you why. It just happened, and it was great. And there were connections there. And a German couple who came through on a road trip. And now we have plans to visit them in Germany, where we will stay with them. And traveling magicians, stuntman in movies. Like,
sounds like you have the basis of an Airbnb memoir as a host of Airbnb.
Many people say that.
All right. To finish up here, Scott Flory, hearing those conversations, this is exciting for Clear Lake?
Oh, I think it's a very positive thing for our community, and I think done correctly, the issues related to quality of life of the neighbors, the issues related to level playing field on commercial proprietors, and providing growth opportunities for this industry, I think those can all be met.
Mm-hmm. Art, if I can end with you, kind of forward-looking, where will we be in 5 or 10 years? Will this just sort of even out? We'll incorporate this into every community, and it'll be accepted, and it'll be like, why did we ever not have these?
I think it's already incorporated and extremely wide worldwide. And in pretty much every country, there is a version Airbnb, and their actually corporate strategy is very smart. What they do, they don't compete with their competitors. They actually buy them. So they recently acquired the largest similar group in India, for example.
Okay. Art Durniev, Associate Professor of Finance at the University of Iowa. We have to go. Amy Freilich, thank you for coming into our studio as well. And Scott Flory of Clear Lake, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
River to River is produced by Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Tomorrow, Wednesday, of course, Politics Day. Hope you'll join us. I'm Ben Kiefer. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. Thanks for joining us.